Jeff Hall, Ben Hall, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Buzzing Halls is how your original drive-in got its name back in 1946. Remind us what Buzzing Halls means.
Well, it was curb service. You could eat in your car. It was a place to be seen and to see people. It was a hangout. It was your classic American graffiti-esque sort of operation drive-in. Countrywide, drive-ins were the rage. Gardeners had enjoyed wonderful success downtown. My father wanted to replicate kind of sort of that experience on the south side.
Fantastic. So when did it fall out of fashion?
Late 60s, give or take. The world was just changing a little bit. The temperature of the country was a little bit on edge before my time a little bit. This is all hearsay. But nonetheless, it kind of just evolved into a situation where we just didn't really feel comfortable accumulating crowds. Not that our common customer was a problem, but just the way society was set up at the time, large uncontrolled crowds were leading to trouble in other parts of the country and maybe to a lesser extent here in town. And we felt the business that we could maintain inside the restaurant in a more controlled environment was just kind of where we needed to go for ourselves, for our own employees, for customers that we had. Just it felt better.
And full service was quite the rage of the day, too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Kind of pamper everybody.
The quick serve hadn't yet been invented.
That's a great point. And in the meantime, now it's back on the game plan, the whole drive-in business. So I've got to ask, why?
Well, it's kind of classic. What comes around goes around. And if you stand in the same place long enough, It all comes back around again, and it'll be unique, and we're an extremely unique company. It'll be an embellishment for us, for the neighborhood, customers, employees. The neighborhood deserves it. We deserve it. We've been there a long time, had incredible success, ups and downs. We're looking forward to moving forward.
By going backward.
In a format that has survived very, very well out on the north end of town at the Hollywood. Even in the dead of winter, the curb is still, as I understand it, the premier spot to have if you're in the tipped employee business. If you're serving out at the Hollywood, the curb is where it's at. So not too far away from home and trying to make this move.
It's everything about getting the total personal service in an almost fast food situation, and you don't have to get out of your car, and you get really good food. So, yeah, that all certainly makes sense. Now, Ben, your Uncle Jeff remembers the days of the original car hop craze. What do all of you third-generation Halls kids, if I may call you kids, make of this idea?
We're into it, and a lot of it probably has something to do with our connection on the south end of town is probably a big piece of it. We've lived out that way most of our, if not all of our lives. I've only been gone, only missed a couple of years out of that. It's a unique neighborhood. It's a unique part of town, and offering something that is different is not expected to truly kind of differentiate what we do out there. You can go get something to eat in a lot of different places and in a lot of different ways. And I think the general dining public, you know, a hamburger is kind of a hamburger, but what kind of experience can you put with it? And I might be kind of a sucker in this regard because I remember as a kid going down to Dawson's Hot Dogs at Rudisill and Anthony and sitting in the back of the car, eating my conies and having a big frosted glass mug of root beer. A shout out to the Dawson's people. It's one of those childhood memories that you just hang on to. So it's about just making a different experience for people.
Great points, Ben. Jeff, let's talk about the Bluffton Road drive-in's location. It is in Quimby Village, which is claiming a huge presence here recently on our cultural skyline, thanks to the whole Clyde Theater renovation, which people our age do remember. Did this feed your own thoughts and maybe purpose or intent in doing the drive-in revival?
Not that it was the only impetus. I mean, our project, we had to do something either way. But Mr. Kinney and Mr. Surak and the Quimby project, yes, what a catalyst.
They're going to make it happen,
it's very dramatic, and it kind of sets the story. It is a legacy property. Quimby is a legacy. Fortunately, there's people that realize that, and it's not all about days gone by. This stuff is really cool, and let's see if we can make it happen again.
That's in a
and
great big
that's
way.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That vision is out there.
Do you think it's going to be hard to drum up 21st century interest for a vintage concept?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, good food never really goes out of style.
True.
And we're quite capable of that. We just want to provide a little bit of a different sort of atmosphere, set us apart. Ben alluded to the fact, yeah, you can get food just about anywhere anymore. I mean, literally, from any grocery store to street vendors to food truck, food is readily available, so you have to do things a little different. I'm just so grateful that I've had the opportunity, along with Ben and the rest of the family, to enjoy the success we've had and try to embellish that and bring this back. And thanks to customers and literally thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of employees over the years, this is just coming back to roost kind of thing. Just feels right.
I think it does to the city, too. So, yeah, you're certainly on a really good track here. Okay, from a service standpoint, what's changed in the procedure of doing carryout? Is it still the little call box? And in fact, are you going to have carryouts on roller skates?
Car hops on roller skates? I was at a skating party a year or two ago, and there's not that many people around that know how to roller skate anymore.
I mean,
roller blades, maybe? No, I think the way technology has changed, you don't necessarily have to have the old school hardwired call box. And I see us, it's going to be a person-to-person sort of thing. We can help automate the job of the car hop. You know, wireless technology is pretty simple anymore, and point-of-sale systems didn't exist 50 years ago. So there's a lot of ways that this can be done a lot easier than it might have been back in the day. I would love to be able to come up with a couple of dozen old teletrays. I remember talking to Jerry Vandiver at the Wood Shack once about teletrays. I don't even know why. And he said he had bought a bunch at some point from somewhere. I don't even remember where. And they just absolutely sold like hotcakes.
Oh, my goodness.
So to my knowledge, there's no readily available supply of them anywhere. I wish there were, and we'd figure out some way to trick them out, but we'll do what we have to do as far as menu boards and stuff like that goes. But yeah, roller skate, the way insurance is anymore, I don't know if that'd be advisable either.
But otherwise, it's going to be a show all by itself, and just a real treat, I think, for people to enjoy. A novelty, but really, they are going to get some good food, wonderful prices. And
well, there's something to it, too. There's a little outfit called Sonic in this country that apparently has done pretty well with old school curb service. And not to put us on the same playing field as Sonic, although I've had it once or twice and it's a decent hamburger, and they do have tater tots, which I enjoy quite a bit. But there's interest in it, and I think they touch on it kind of the same thing as we were talking about, in that it's in large part about the experience. And if you can provide something a little bit different maybe than the next guy, that, you know, that might just be the nudge of who gets to sell the hamburger that day.
Another good point. And who's maybe building memories and habits of yet another generation to take with them.
Oh, sure. Well, that's what it's all about, repeat business, doing it right, doing it consistently. Mm-hmm. And keeping the people coming back and making it a little bit different experience for them along the way.
Okay, 07 is the Ancestral Halls neighborhood, and you two both still live there.
Correct.
Yep.
So, last question. What do you think the activity down there in the Quimby Village, including your own drive-in adventure, which is huge for that area, what do you think it's going to mean to the whole Broadway corridor, 07 neighborhood renaissance, and how does that make all of your family feel?
Oh, it's we thought our project is a project that's well overdue. It's just another embellishment for a neighborhood that really doesn't require a whole lot. I've moved 3 times in my life, all within 6 blocks, and never left the neighborhood. Ben's the same way. Between all the projects that are going on, it's just a catalyst from downtown. It's a major artery of vintage spaces and wonderful people, and we're just proud to be a part of it.
I don't see what we do as being a real linchpin in it. There's a lot more energy going on down there than us, than the Clyde. If that whole block fell off the map tomorrow, the 07 would still be rolling. because in its own way, in as far as residential spaces go, it's unique unto itself. And there's a lot of us who have been around there for a long time, and we didn't make the original choice to be there. I was born into there. Jeff was born into there. We've decided not to leave it, but there's a lot of people now coming in new that their either childhood experience or young adult experience was someplace else. And I think a lot of people are coming to realize what a neat part of town it really is. It's not your typical suburban sprawl. You're walking from place to place, bike paths, parks, unique architecture. It's just miles different away from what you might experience in your standard year 2017 development somewhere. It's just a different experience, unlike eating.
The beauty of the whole area is, and in our project and even the Quimby, is it is organic. I mean, it's inspired by activities that we had no bearing on, the demographic. The people that are coming back, they're coming back to the neighborhoods. They don't like to live for their cars. They want to be able to ride somewhere, walk somewhere, enjoy a beverage, cup of coffee, enjoy a meal, walk home, and not have to deal with traffic. It is a grassroots, and it is organic, and that's the beauty of it. It makes it simpler when it's that way. You're not trying to kickstart something all the time, you know, and that's... We don't have that much energy or wherewithal, so we're just kind of along for the ride. And hopefully we can provide a good time for all involved.
Jeff and Ben Hall are part of the Hall's family and its restaurants. Jeff, Ben, thanks for making time for this conversation today, and good luck on your car hopping revival.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure, and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.